Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I said last week I'm headed to the farm in Illinois. And I went to the farm twice in May, hoping we could get some corn planted. It rained both times. However, somehow, in between the rains, we got it in the ground. And last week, as I surveyed the fields, I was pleasantly surprised. Population is good. Pollination is beginning. We could come out of this very difficult year with a reasonably good crop. And that's amazing, since we had 28 inches of rain in the first 6 months of this year, and our normal annual rainfall is 36 inches. Even if you can control everything else, you can't control the weather. While in Illinois checking the crops and hogs, the House passed a farm bill. I was surprised at how quick they did it. The unexpected failure of their attempt to pass the bill 3 weeks ago was very embarrassing. And to get it passed, they split the food stamp nutrition portion of this bill off and passed the farm portion only without one Democratic vote. Nancy Pelosi was furious. Others complained that the House was providing hundreds of billions of dollars in ag subsidies, but not a dime for the hungry. Even the major farm organizations were not happy. They did not want to split the bill that for 50 years had always combined the food programs with the farm supports. So where do we go from here? If we even get legislation at all, the House and Senate have to sit down and hammer out a bill. Senator Dick Durbin said on Face the Nation Sunday that the House-passed bill is dead without a nutrition title. The whole process has been crazy. Let's step back and talk about what the real outcome may be. First, farm supports, including crop insurance, will survive. And second, we're not going to deny food for the hungry. Food stamps will be funded. Now, how the Congress gets this done is another question. They may find a way to reunite the food and farm programs. And if all fails, they could just extend the current farm program for another year. We're operating under an extension right now. I'm probably in the minority, but I think all of this chaos is good. It will force a serious debate about the structure and size of the food and farm programs. Stay tuned, and I'm John Block from Washington.